is Today in History, September the 26th. On this day in 1820, the famous frontiersman Daniel Boone dies in Missouri. On this day, Daniel Boone died quietly in his sleep at his son's home near present-day Defiance, Missouri. The indefeatable voyager died at the age of 86. On this day in 1957, The West Side Story premieres on Broadway. East Side Story was the original title of the Shakespeare-inspired musical conceived by choreographer Jerome Robbins, written by playwright Arthur Warren, and scored by composer and lyricist Leonard Bernstein in 1949.
When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
A tale of star-crossed lovers, one Jewish and one Catholic, on Manhattan's Lower East Side. The show in its original form never went into production, and the idea was set aside for the next 6 years. It was more than just a change of setting, however, that helped the retitled show get off the ground in the mid-1950s. It was also the addition of a young, relatively unknown lyricist named Stephen Sondheim. The book by Arthur Lauren and the incredible choreography by Jerome Robbins helped make West Side Story a work of lasting genius. Also on this day in 1960, Kennedy and Nixon square off in a televised presidential debate. Democratic Senator John F. Kennedy and Republican Vice President Richard Nixon faced each other in a nationally televised presidential campaign debate.
Good evening. The television and radio stations of the United States and their affiliated stations are proud to provide facilities for a discussion of issues in the current political campaign by the two major candidates for the presidency. The candidates need no introduction. The Republican candidate, Vice President Richard M. Nixon, and the Democratic candidate, Senator John F. Kennedy.
The debate ushered in an era in which television would dominate the political landscape. The immediacy and power of television worked well for the candidates who could think on their feet and knew how to play the audience. At the first of four debates, Kennedy arrived looking well-groomed and confident, while his opponent Nixon had just been released from the hospital after 2 weeks recuperating from a badly injured knee, appeared haggard, and was sporting a 5 o'clock shadow.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Also on this day in 1969, American television audiences hear the soon-to-be famous opening lyrics, "Here's the story of a lovely lady who is living with three very lovely girls," as the Brady Bunch, a sitcom that would become an icon of American pop culture, airs for the first time.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Now, sweetheart.
And on this day in 2008, screen legend Paul Newman dies. On this day in 2008, Paul Newman, one of the leading movie stars of the 20th century, dies at the age of 83 from cancer in his home in Westport, Connecticut. In a career spanning more than five decades, Newman made over 65 movies, including classics like Cool Hand Luke, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, and The Verdict.
He beat you at nothing. Just like today when he kept coming back at me with nothing.
Yeah, well, sometimes nothing can be a real cool hand.
As reported in the New York Times, Newman's talent as an actor was drawn from his physical grace, unassuming intelligence, and good humor that made it all seem effortless. Paul Newman was born in 1925 in Cleveland, Ohio, and raised in the nearby suburb of Shaker Heights. In high school, he acted in school drama performances and played football. At age 18, Newman joined the Navy and served as a radio man, gunner, on a torpedo plane during World War II. He began performing with small theater companies in 1949, and following the 1950 death of his father, Newman briefly moved back to Cleveland to help manage the family's sporting goods store. After a stint at the Yale Drama School, Newman made his Broadway debut in Picnic in 1953. His silver screen debut came a year later in The Silver Chalice, which he later labeled the worst film he ever made. Newman's first starring movie role was in 1956, Somebody Up There Likes Me, in which he portrayed real-life boxer Rocky Graziano. Paul Newman dead, September the 26th, 2008, on this day in history.